Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
All right, what's going on, Problematics? This is a Q&A session. So I went live on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Rob Smith Online, and I went live to answer some questions. So we are going to go ahead and get started. This is a special edition. What I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start doing these weekly. So, you know, you guys can get an answer to some of your burning questions about everything. The first question that I got is from Gio, and the question is, what made me realize that I was being lied to by left-wing policies? So this is part of the red pill journey. So let me get into this. And a lot of people may not know this. So my red pill journey really started happening around 2013. We'll just say that my red pill journey started happening around 2013. I read a book by the great Ann Coulter called Adios America. And if you have never read this book, and I've met Ann at the Green Room and Fox News a couple of times, I think that we're gonna probably have brunch this summer. She's really good friends with a good friend of mine. And I've told her to myself that Adios America red-pilled me. It is a book that is all about immigration. And the way Adios America breaks down the immigration system, and mind you, I read Adios America about 10 years ago. So my red pill journey started over 10 years ago. And the way that Ann Coulter breaks down this immigration issue and the way that she broke it down even in 2013 or 2012 when the book was released is so prescient to this day. And everything that she broke down about this has come true. She talked about She talked about, obviously, she talked about the southern border. Like, that's one of the most obvious things to talk about is the southern border. So she definitely got into the southern border. But what she also did was she broke down a lot of the chain immigration policies, whereas we're taking in these low-skilled, low-wage, do-nothing people from other countries. And not only are we taking these people in who are bringing absolutely nothing in terms of finances, nothing in terms of skills, nothing in terms of any of those things into America, but the way our immigration policies and systems are set up is for them to bring their do-nothing, semi-illiterate, non-English-speaking family members here as well. So there's an entire section in that book that breaks all of that down, which I thought was absolutely fascinating. What she also breaks down is she breaks down a lot of these places, and Raheem Kassam did a book on this as well called No Go Zones. There's so many different places in this country that are basically completely and fully populated by Muslims. There are places in this country that are under Sharia law. I know one of them exists in Brooklyn. There's another one, Dearborn, Michigan, the first Muslim majority population in the United States that gets a lot of attention. So a lot of these places exist right now. Now, when you talk about how that relates to this up and coming election, even Joe Biden and his handlers are starting to freak out because there's a lot of they need these Muslims to vote for him, right? And apparently there's estimates of 100 to 200,000 of these people that live in Dearborn, Michigan, or that live in Michigan in general, that are saying that they will not vote for Joe Biden. So when I see this stuff, and by the way, this also directly ties into what we're seeing on these college campuses, particularly Columbia University right now. It's completely outrageous. But this is where we are in this country with our immigration situation. That was the start of my red pill journey, thanks to the fabulous and brilliant Ann Coulter. She really broke this stuff down to me. And in fact, this has given me a book idea, maybe not for me, but I'm waiting for the person to write the book about how illegal immigration negatively affects African Americans, because it very much does. And that is something that conservatives really need to start hammering down on and really need to start talking about more and more. So that was the start of my red pill journey. So that was the first half of it. The second half was obviously what everybody saw that started following me around 2018, 2019, because for me, as somebody that has my master's degree in journalism from Columbia University, I really, when I really started getting famous or prominent or well-known, et cetera, it wasn't necessarily the Trump stuff. Everybody thinks that it was the Trump stuff and everybody thinks that it's the Trump train. And that was a part of it, and I'll never deny that, but that wasn't all of it. The biggest thing was I was pointing out lies that the mainstream media was telling about Trump. Case in point, the Charlottesville thing, the very fine people on both sides smear, that is a lie that has been told so many times that it's almost like common knowledge at this point. The idea that Donald Trump basically said that the neo-Nazis were very fine people on both sides, like that's a lie, right? And so when I started to point out the lies of the mainstream media, that is when I started getting a following. So that was a part of the red pill journey. And obviously not even that, but also when Trump was in office, and I got to tell you, I'm ambivalent about Trump right now. I've decided not to hop into that fray in 2024 because I feel like I don't want everything that I say to be about Trump, right? Because this election is about more than Trump. But I say all this to say that when you had Trump in office and Trump was doing good things, you would also, if you are somebody that had a voice or a position in the mainstream media to say something, you would find yourself basically highlighting the good things that were being done, because all we heard was nonstop negativity from the mainstream media. And this is apparently the function of conservative media now, is to actually give people a voice outside the mainstream media, because you know they're not going to do anything but lie. And one of you said it is about more than Trump. And what I hate about this moment that we're in is that the mainstream media, it's very easy for them, And look, there's people that were not here, you know, for Trump making it out of the primary. And they said, and I think that that's correct. I'm not saying that I agree with them, but I'm saying that it's a correct criticism that they knew that 2024, should Trump get the nomination, which he did, that 2024 doesn't become a referendum on Joe Biden and the Biden administration and all of the ways that they have completely, you know, set out to destroy this country, but it becomes a referendum on Trump's legal cases. And so when I look at the mainstream media, when I look at cable news, when I look at when I'm sourcing topics for the pod and all of that stuff, all I see is people talking about Trump's legal cases, which for me, like, it personally doesn't interest me because I know what that is, right? We know that he's being targeted legally. Like, we know that, okay? So if I know that Trump's being targeted legally and I know what that is, then I don't have anything to say about it, right? Like, it's a waste of my energy, and I'm not informing my audience by talking endlessly about Trump's legal issues and, like, making everything about Trump, right? That being said, if he does get elected, which I'm not entirely sure, like, honestly, it could go either way. I do not know if it's going to happen or not. But if he does get elected, I believe that good things will happen. I believe that there will be good policies. I believe that there would be a lot of good stuff. And when you are somebody that has a voice during the administration, then you have to become the person that is saying, well, there are good things that are happening. And Kev, one of the Instagram followers, said correctly, there has been zero coverage on policies or reconstruction of our nation from both sides. And that is absolutely correct. Because the fact is that Trump is our nominee, which means that all people talk about is Trump, 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 and Trump's legal issues. They don't talk about how Biden has failed, the myriad ways that he has failed. They don't talk about how he's failed in Afghanistan. They don't talk about how he has failed at the southern border. They don't talk about how he has failed to uphold one of his basic promises to the people that voted for him, which is to forgive the student loan debt, right? Nobody talks about that, right? It's all Trump, 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 Trump. And that is one of the fears that I personally had when we were getting into, you know, the 2024 election. I was just like, well, look, if he's a nominee again, then it just becomes all about Trump as opposed to the issues. But that's where we are. And that is what it is. Nay, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Like, if you guys don't watch on YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/@ Can't Cancel Rob Smith. My podcast is also a lot of audio-only podcasts. I'm going to be start pumping more of those out. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's get into some more questions after the break.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. What's going on, Problematics? Welcome back. This is a Q&A. Right now, I am simultaneously recording. I am live on my Instagram account at RobSmithOnline answering some questions for you guys. So this is just Jamie asked a question. She's asked this question a couple of times. I'm getting to her now. As a biracial family, I am continuously being told that my conservative values are racist or harmful to my children. How would you respond to comments like that? Well, first of all, you raise your children how you want to raise your children, okay? And to tell you the truth, conservative values are good for kids. Leftism is bad for kids, very bad for kids. It used to be to where they had to wait until college to be indoctrinated, but now they are being indoctrinated into leftist ideology and leftist propagandas in kindergarten, in pre-K, in grade school, right? So look, anybody that is going to tell you that raising your children with conservative values is racist, you know, as somebody that is raising children that are non-white, are the kind of leftists that you don't want having influence over your children anyway. That is what I would say. And the issue that I have with liberalism, and particularly the issue that I have with white liberalism, is that white liberalism seeks to tell Black people how we are supposed to think. It seeks to tell us how we are supposed to act. It seeks to gatekeep our thought in service of their liberal ideology. And the thing that I hate the most about this is that Black people that are on the left cheerlead these white people that are telling other Black people how to think. And it's almost to the point where if I put out a video that is a controversial thought that I am trying to get out to Black people that, by the way, sometimes has nothing to do with white people. And I have white liberals come on the comments and they're saying, well, you shouldn't be saying this, blah, blah, blah. And I tell them, white liberals, I say, look, I am not talking to you or about you, because sometimes I have conversations and I have thoughts that are specifically for Black people and they are not for you. So I would tell you to tell anybody that is trying to get you to indoctrinate your children into liberalism because they are not white, that they are being completely ridiculous, that they need to stop, and that you and only you are in charge of raising your children. So this is more of a comment that somebody added, but I'm definitely going to address this. And Karen says that the mainstream media will never discuss or admit that Biden is a dismal failure, both here domestically and with his foreign policy. So let's get into that. And I feel like bashing the media and like that's low-hanging fruit. And when I bash the media as somebody that has existed in the mainstream media for quite some time. I know how they operate, both left and right. When you talk about the conservative mainstream media, there are conservative mainstream media outlets that will blacklist you for saying certain things, right? But when you talk about the liberal media in general, you have to understand a couple of things. First of all, I will tell you that I have a master's degree in journalism from Columbia University. So I know firsthand the pipeline that exists between these Ivy League universities and the mainstream media. A lot of the people that go to these J schools, that go to these Ivy League universities, are liberals to the point of being leftists. And this is the ideology that they take into these newsrooms. I'm very interested right now with all that we know about what's going on in Colombia right now. I'm very interested as to how many of those students are journalism school students that are participating in this activism, right? Probably a lot of them. When I was in the journalism school, and mind you, I was independent and critically thinking at that time. Like, I was on the path to my red pill journey, but I would not dare call the person that I was when I was in grad school conservative, because that would be a misrepresentation of where my ideology was at that point in time. But I remember very specifically asking certain questions in class. And this, mind you, these are journalists that everybody wanted to cover politics. Like, everybody wanted to be a political reporter because that's also where they go to sort of push their ideology and their agenda as well. And I remember I would just ask questions about immigration, or I would ask questions about what was going on. Just even at that point in time, that was towards the end of the Obama administration. And you would hear audible gasps because I was asking questions that apparently you weren't allowed to ask. And I remember one time in particular, I'd asked some question about immigration. And then it just got really quiet. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, oh, am I not allowed to ask this question? I'm very confused by this. And what a lot of people don't understand is that that is the ideology that is in newsrooms all across this country. In particular, NBC, MSNBC, ABC News, Good Morning America, CNN, like, you name it. These people try, like, MSNBC doesn't even try to pretend that they're interested in doing anything but pushing a liberal agenda. So we know what that is, right? And the argument can be made that Fox News is pushing a conservative agenda. And I don't believe that that is an unfair argument. Okay, that's fine. But what's more insidious to me is the CNNs of the world who try to pretend as if they are unbiased when they are really pushing a left-wing agenda. Jake Tapper on CNN has been called out multiple times for meddling, for using his position to meddle in elections and things like that, to tell, you know, certain Congress people, like, oh, you shouldn't run here, maybe you should run there, et cetera, et cetera. That's been known. Like, that stuff is out there, right? And there are still people to this day that look at him as a completely unbiased journalist, which is a joke. It is honest to God, it's a joke. But that's where we are when it comes to the mainstream media.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Problematics here is another question that came from me, and this is going on in the media realm, which is fine. And this is a smart question. Somebody asked, what's some good source material and places you trust for relevant news articles regarding our nation? Okay. This is what I think, and this is what I've always thought. And I've said this publicly, okay? And I will say this to somebody that works in the news media, right? That works, I'm an evil media person, that's me, right? But the difference between me, if you listen to me or if you watch my stuff or follow my stuff, you know what my ideology is. You know what my bias is. I have made no bones or no secret about the fact that I do have a conservative bias, right? What I like to do is I don't consume cable news at all. I consume no cable news because it's not news. It's entertainment. And the first thing that you need to understand is the difference between news and entertainment. I understand the difference between the two of these things. So when I'm getting my news, when I'm getting my information, when I'm combing material for my podcasting, like I said, there's going to be a lot more podcasting coming your way because daddy's got to work and daddy's got to build his platforms back up because I had decided to do this for real. I didn't know if I wanted to be in this. I didn't know if I wanted to do this, but I'm like, okay, I got this platform, so I'm going to do this. So when I am looking for sources or looking for information, et cetera, I tend to go for print. And when I say print, I mean websites. I like Breitbart. People can call Breitbart far right. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But I like Breitbart because Breitbart actually reports on a lot of different things that are not being reported on. A lot of the infotainment that exists in this society is you have a lot of people. And by the way, this is why people are turning into podcasting over cable news. Like, this is why cable news loses its audience, because these people are not reporting. These people are doing entertainment. They're talking about polls that really don't make a difference, right? They're talking about what happened during Trump's court case. It's going to get eyeballs, but that doesn't make a difference in your or my life, right? So Breitbart does actual reporting, and I see multiple stories every single week on that site that are underreported that I find fascinating, that I think that my audience is going to find fascinating and interesting as well. So I like Breitbart. I like CNN.com. Granted, I said CNN.com and not watching CNN. I like to get my journalism written because the liberal bias that comes from written journalism is less than you will see on the cable news format. I can detect it. Like, I can point it out. I always know what it is when I see it. But I like CNN.com because they actually do journalism from time to time. I like FoxNews.com. I like in I know that I'm telling you a lot of mainstream media sources, but I'm telling you the website because I prefer to go to the website other than to watch a lot of people's opinions about what's going on. Because all of cable news is at this point opinion, because I got to tell you, I do opinion, and opinion is really the only way to get the eyeballs. So what I like to do with my platforms is I like to give people a little bit, like I like to give you some real news and then give you my take on the news. I think that that's, you know, what you should do as a true commentator, true political analyst. How can the media get away with printing hard lies? Well, here's the thing. Fake news isn't, this is the thing about fake news. Fake news is not always just an out and out lie. Fake news is sometimes a lie by omission, or fake news is something that is reported and twisted to be a liberal bias. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Now that Mike Johnson has voted our complete failure of a Speaker of the House, who's doing the bidding only of the Uniparty, certainly not of the Republican base, and certainly not of constituents. The disconnect between what goes on in D.C. and what people actually want is so massive. But, you know, he does the bidding of the Uniparty, and he gets a glowing article from CNN.com that says, this is Mike Johnson's Winston Churchill moment. I mean, really, honestly. You guys go Google it right now. It's at CNN.com. It's a joke, right? It's a joke. It is honestly a joke because these people think that you are stupid. So it's not so much that they're printing out hard lies as much as they are printing things that very much have a liberal bias. And I think that that is the... That is one of I think, the most crucial distinctions of, you know, what between real news and fake news, I guess I will say that. So Karen actually made a really good point. Do you follow certain people that will actually talk about certain issues at the southern border and who show exactly what's happening there. Yes. The guy, Bill Malusian, who's becoming a huge star at Fox News, specifically because of his border reporting, is somebody that I follow for that. But I think when it comes to the border, I don't know how much more I need to know about the southern border, which basically at this point, reporting from the border is outrage porn, because we all know what's happening there and we all know that nobody's doing anything about it. So if you want to connect that with what I think that the RNC is hoping will happen in the coming election, because God knows they have zero ground game. And I think Charlie Kirk went like semi-viral last week when they really broke down how the RNC has no field offices open, basically, compared to the DNC. And so basically what they're hoping for, what Trump and the RNC are hoping for in 2024 is they are hoping for a repeat of 2016, where it was so shocking that Trump won because they knew that they had nothing. They had nothing structurally set up to harvest votes and to do all of the things that are the reasons that Democrats win elections. Democrats win elections because they are 100% and vastly more organized than Republicans are. And that is not a statement of opinion. That is a statement of absolute facts. All right, Problematics, hopefully you enjoyed this Q&A. You can watch Can't Cancel Rob Smith on youtube.com/@Can't Cancel Rob Smith, and you can download and listen to Can't Cancel Rob Smith on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.